Time to use fear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Writing in the Washington Post this week, political psychologist Drew Weston says that the reason the president is having trouble getting support for a health care plan is simple. It's the vocabulary. It's the words his supporters are using. They're saying things like universal health care. They're talking about insuring the uninsured. They're talking about a public option. And it's poison. He points out that the word choice plays perfectly into the opposition's game plan, which is to paint health care reform as a government takeover. It plays into the one emotion that works every time in politics, fear. Phrases like universal health, it turns out, scare people, according to Weston's focus groups. It sounds creepy and one-worldish. He recommends using the phrase, I believe in a family doctor for every family, because it creates a feeling of warmth and reassurance. But I think it's going to take more than that. You've got to fight fear with fear. At some point, the president's going to have to remind those who argue for a free market approach to healthcare exactly what a free market means. In a free market, the fundamental rule is, if you don't have the money and you can't borrow the money, you don't get the product. In healthcare, that means if the product you want is life-saving surgery, if you don't have the money and your insurer won't give you the money and you can't borrow the money, either you go begging for the money or you die. If opponents are going to make Americans scared of government healthcare, the president's going to have to make them even more scared of the free market alternative. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.